So in 1940, were you still at Chesterton? You were still at school?
I think maybe I would have left school then. I can't remember the dates.
So what did you do when you left? When left school?
When I left school, I wanted to be a children's nurse, and it was all sorted up that I was going up to London. And then one day my mum said, well, there's a war on, you're not going up London, my girl. And I remember blaring my head off and running up on the bed and having a good old howl over it all, because I was not going up London, because I'd set my heart on going to Elizabeth Garrett Hospital. Is there such a thing now? Children's Hospital. And I was set on going there. So my mum put the brakes on me that one because of the war. So then my mother was very friendly with a chemist, manager of Boots the Chemist, and he offered me a job. So I went to work for Boots the Chemist, and then I was going to leave that because I didn't like it. And my boss said to me, you're spending all your time in the dispensary, young lady. Would you be interested in learning and taking up being a dispenser? So I sort of jumped at the opportunity and did a course on dispensing through Boots, and I became the dispenser in Boots, dispensing the medicine.
Right.
And that was my job, and I loved it.
So
I didn't like shop work. When I first went there, I was put on the counter, and I hated it. Didn't like it. I don't know if I wasn't very friendly.
Was that Mr. Mason?
That was the Mr. Mason. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I took up dispensing, and this was Chesterton Road Boots, only a small branch, and I'd been there some years. I mean, I loved it. And we're living at Newnham. I used to cycle along the back to the colleges to work. It was great fun.
What was life like in Cambridge in those days?
Oh, it was great. We used to go, when I got a bit, I suppose, I don't know, 18 or so, there was the Dorothy restaurant and dancing hall. You go up the stairs, nice balcony into a big dance hall, and the band was playing. And I would go dancing.
And did you go down there with your friends? Or just...
Oh, yes. I always had lots of girlfriends. Two or three of us would go and have a good old night out at the Dorothy and meet
you.
In fact, I met my husband there.
Do you remember the names of your friends, girlfriends?
Oh, yeah. Frieda Short. Quite a few of them. I don't think any of them are here now anyway.
Did you meet students or servicemen?
Oh, no, I didn't have much to do with the students. But when I was dancing, it was a common thing for the boys to say, are you town or gown? That was rather a funny one, wasn't it? Because I had to say town and, you know.
was that the right answer?
Not really. I think they like the gown best. Have another student.
you met your husband there, did you, Doris?
Yeah, I did. I met Pete there. Yeah.
What was he doing then?
Oh, he went there on a rugby match. Playing rugby with a team from, I don't know where he was, outside Cambridge somewhere. I can't think where he was now.
Was he in the forces at all during
the war? Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he was in the war. He was in the RAF. He went to Malta. He was in Malta quite a lot during the war.